With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy to be joined now by the North Reading High School football coach, Ed Blum. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and over 400 days or so. So, Rick, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And I'm telling you, I know that back in the fall, you know, it didn't look like anything was going to happen, but here we are. And I guess before we talk about your team, tell me a little bit about how preseason has gone, Coach, because this is nothing like I'm sure that you ever prepared for, and you had to make adjustments on the fly. So maybe talk to me about the difference between what you were preparing for or you would have been preparing for in August or September, and then fast forward over to February when you got started.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing was, you know, obviously, number one was keeping kids as motivated as possible to continue working out. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to do much team stuff in the fall. We were able to do some practices on the turf, but not in terms of lifting or anything else. So I think it was good news for a lot of the kids that play multiple sports that they could play in the winter, and that happened. But in terms of, you know, February and this fall through season, it's kind of been like a season in reverse. You know, where you start with the worst weather, and you know, typically in August you're outside for preseason, it's 80 degrees, you got all this time, and now all of a sudden, you know, at least for us, for the first week we were, you know, we had like a 2-hour practice in our gym, our turf wasn't cleared of the snow yet, so, and it eventually did, and so it's just been a season where it's like, you deal with the worst weather, and then it looks like, you know, right now, and then next week, the weather's taking a turn here, so, it's just been a little bit backwards in terms of how everything goes in a normal season.
Yeah, what about motivation? The coaches I've talked with so far have all said that the kids definitely are happy to play and they're out there doing whatever you ask them to do.
Oh, 100%. I think that's the case. I think they're happy to be around each other. Obviously, you know, with school being in some sort of hybrid mode, you know, some of these kids outside of sports haven't seen each other in a while. And so I think just seeing each other, just being able to be on the field, knowing that at any point, you know, you could not have a season or you get shut down for 2 weeks. I think the kids really just enjoy and are really enjoying, you know, each day. And I think that's all you can kind of do, even as coaches during this time, is just take it day by day and just enjoy the time that you get to spend with your fellow coaches and the kids.
As a teacher, Ed, how have the kids overall handled this? And I mean, by that, I think I kind of mean socially, culturally, and maybe psychologically. And I'm talking not just football, but, you know, the high school kids in general, because we are, thank God, things are beginning to open up. But it was a tough season, especially for seniors, not knowing if they were going to be shut out like last year's seniors were.
Right. No, and so I think, you know, number one, I think everyone, you know, the 2020 seniors, you know, everyone certainly felt bad with how their high school career ended. I think these current seniors have, you never like to compare, but they've certainly had it harder. You know, not only did their junior year get cut short, but their senior year has been a whole mess. And I think, you know, the whole hybrid learning where the kids are in person, they're seeing some of their classmates, and then sometimes they're at home and they have like very little interaction besides just being on a laptop and seeing a teacher and, you know, nothing beyond that. I think it's been tough, you know, and I think certainly kids go through those waves of how they have to deal with it. And I think, you know, I think sports has been a nice outlet. I think I'm grateful that the winter was able to happen and now this fall too. And it looks like, you know, with spring and them having a state tournament, like I think now all of a sudden kids are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that's helped. And I think that's what they've needed during this time. And so it's certainly been a tough year for them. They've been resilient through it, but I think we're all happy that there's this light at the end of the tunnel.
Well put, well put. That's the thumbnail of the whole deal. Well, Coach, last week you beat a pretty good Manchester Essex team on Friday night. Tell me a little bit about that game, what your expectations were, and how the kids executed.
Yeah, you know, I think, I mean, it's honestly, watching film of Man Essex, you know, they've got some really good athletes. You know, their quarterback, a couple of their receivers and their wing players and a halfback there. So they do have some really good athletes. And I think the biggest thing was, you know, defensively was just trying to make sure that every guy on the field knew their responsibility, you know, kind of that Patriots mindset of like, do your job, you know the plays that you're looking for and know the plays that you're trying to take away. And I think for the most part, our kids were able to execute that, defensively. And then offensively, you know, a lot of turnover on our offense. We were a little bit senior heavy the prior year, and so you just the question mark of how are certain kids going to step up. And you know, you talk about it's been a while, and you know, there's a kid. The kids are excited by that opportunity, and I think it showed early in the game when we on our first couple of drives, and then right after halftime, we had a few good offensive drives as well. And so I think just collectively, it was, you know, certainly a well-executed game on both sides, even special teams for our kids. And I even told our kids, I don't know if I've watched a game one film and seen the execution in that game. Typically, you know, you watch one play and there's three or four things you're noting for different guys to do. And obviously there's a lot of things that we could still get better at, but I thought for a game one, the kids just asked what we did them to do. And for the most part, they were able to do that for the whole 48 minutes.
Did you do things a little simpler for them with only a 2-week window to get started?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think, you know, offensively, we certainly try to, we try to get really good at a set number of plays. And then defensively, we try to keep it as simple as possible with our calls and what their responsibilities are. You know, you never try to give a kid too many things to like be thinking about or taking care of. And so it was really just like, hey, these are the one or two things that you've got to do. These are the one or two things. And, so I think that was absolutely a big part. And I think as coaches, certainly what we take away is, you know, maybe that kind of mindset, we're forced into it now, but maybe in the future it's something that we got to carry over to next year.
It's funny, the lessons are going to be learned from this. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. Coach, tell me about some of the guys you're going to rely on.
You know, obviously I think it starts with our seniors. You know, we've got a senior quarterback, Brian Heffernan, a senior-led backfield of Will O'Leary and Jack Donahue. We've got some senior receivers and secondary guys that we're going to rely on. Will Taylor, Robbie Tamaro, Braden Scribner. And then we got, you know, a couple seniors leading us up front in Aiden O'Sullivan and, Zach Sampson. And, really, I mean, again, it starts with them because, you know, one, they're your seniors, you know, they've had stuff lost and this for them is big, but they're also the guys that have had the most varsity experience at this point. You know, I think, our underclassmen, some of them would get a little bit of action, you know, two falls ago. And so it's on them to try to pick this up as fast as possible. And luckily, you know, some of them have, and it's been awesome. But we're really relying on these seniors to, one, kind of lead the way, and then two, get these underclassmen to learn and be ready for varsity level as quickly as possible.
The skill position players always get the headlines and the names in the paper and stuff.
Absolutely.
But I want you to tell me, perhaps a lineman on either side of the ball. You mentioned a couple of senior leaders, but is there anybody that you looked at in the film and said, "Damn, you did a good job up front"?
Yeah, I think there's two guys. You know, I think obviously I think Zach Sampson, our senior offensive lineman. He had a really good game offensively and defensively, plays both sides for us there. And, again, just talk about another guy that executes in terms of, doing his responsibility and executing on the plays and finishing blocks. And then I think on the defense side of the ball, just really impressed with a couple underclassmen, a sophomore lineman, Anthony Pino, and a junior lineman, Teddy Sooney. Just kind of bring good energy on the defensive front. You know, sometimes, you know, particularly some younger D linemen, if you're going up against some big, you know, offensive linemen, you never know how those kids are going to react, and they've been great for us. So, really those three guys, obviously, again, all of them deserve credit. Offensive line, I mean, you know, the way we're able to run the ball, the way we're able to pass, it all starts up front, offensively. So, I'm with you. The skill guys always get the credit because their stats always look good, and you know, no one's developed a stat for offense and defense linemen really that stands out. But man, you can control the line of scrimmage on both sides. It's such a difference maker in high school, and so far guys have stepped up, and you can't really ask much more than that.
Thanks. I love learning about those guys in the trenches.
Absolutely.
When we broadcast games, you know, my analyst Paul Ingram will look at the whole play, and he can see all 22 players on the field. All I see is the ball. And then when you look at, and then what he talks about is this guy did that block, or this guy, you know, penetrated on this side, and it's like, how the, you know, so those kids don't get enough credit, I think, sometimes.
Absolutely. That's impressive skill by your buddy there.
Coach Ingram, he's been around. He can do it. And,
that's impressive.
I learn something every time I work a game with him. He's got the eye for it. All right, Coach, you've got an interesting game coming up, at Ipswich. They had, a very interesting game against Amesbury last week. So what's the scouting report on the Tigers?
You know, they're obviously a little bit of a senior heavy team. You know, watching their game of Amesbury, you know, they've got three very capable runners in the backfield, and they've got some sides up front that can clearly create holes for them. You know, and you obviously, I was at least after watching afterwards, you know, really impressed with what they were able to do defensively against Amesbury. You know, especially going against that type of offense, and you know, being a little bit undersized compared to Amesbury. I mean, they were just running around making plays defensively. So, clearly a well-coached team, clearly, you know, a lot of motivated kids, on their team. So, you know, looking for a great matchup. I think we benefit because, you know, they went to a wing T offense, and Manchester Essex runs a similar kind of, scheme, just had a shotgun. So for our kids this week, it's been a little bit of, you're still seeing the same offense, just now it's under center. But, yeah, we've got to be able to contain those three kind of primary running backs that they have.
Yeah, that's what Coach Fassett called them, the three-headed monster, from his perspective.
Yeah.
Coach, finally, how do people watch the games? How do you, you know, I don't know if you're allowed to have fans there, but I know everybody's, almost all the schools have some kind of live streaming thing.
Yeah, so, for us, you know, home parents and away parents are allowed to come to the games. And then the streaming is done through a right now a Zoom link, and I know I think our school is trying to work on a YouTube live page as well. So,
okay.
You know, those would be the options streaming wise. But again, it was, you know, our first game. It was, you know, a decent sized crowd in terms of just the parents on both sides, some good noise. So
good.
Yeah, we're fortunate that our administration was able to work that out and allow that to happen. I'm sure all parents, I'm hoping all parents, appreciated that.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the first win. Great meeting you, and good luck this week. Hope we can talk again soon.
Sounds good, Rick. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ed, and for heaven's sakes, be safe.
Will do.
Thanks, take care.
Rick.
All right.
Yep.
That is Ed Blum, who is the high school hockey, that makes sense, the high school football coach at North Reading. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.